It appears from statements by some Muslim proponents of evolution that, like Darwinists, they value natural causes. Yet this is a grave error. As we have already emphasized, God is untainted by any natural causes. In order to create a thing, he just tells it to be. For example, God created paradise and hell independently of natural causes. One of the questions that those who attempt to account for the emergence of the universe, the earth, and life on earth in terms of an evolutionary process need to answer is that of how paradise and hell were created. God created all the details in paradise, the high mansions, the lovely houses, the tall thrones, the foods, the fruits, the vegetables, and the countless other blessings. He created these out of nothing, with no evolutionary process at all. Our Lord has revealed in verses that there will be several entities other than human beings in paradise. For example, the angels who will greet believers in paradise, as related in verse 23 of Surat Ar-Ra'd, are also created in a single moment. The maidens of paradise, described in verses 22 and 23 of Surat Al-Waqi'ah, and the immortal young men, revealed in verse 19 of Surat Al-Insan, are created in paradise by God telling them to be, and through no process of evolution. The creation of the maidens of paradise and the immortal young men is another question that Muslim adherents of the theory of evolution can't answer. Our Lord also created every detail in hell out of nothing. As revealed in verse 71 of Surat Az-Zumar, custodians will meet people who are resurrected after death when they arrive at the gates of hell. These custodians were also brought into being by a special creation, through the will of God, without undergoing any process of evolution. There is no question of evolution regarding either the custodians of hell or life in it. This also applies to the creation of man. The prophet Adam was created out of wet mud in a single moment. No so-called evolutionary process occurred in the creation of man, and man was not subjected to natural selection or mutation. God revealed the term mud in verse 15 of Surat Al-Hijr in order for people to comprehend this miracle of creation more closely. God has no need of mud or any other substance in order to create. Our Lord, who brought the maidens and immortal young men in paradise and the custodians of hell into being through no natural causes, also created man out of nothing through his infinite might. Our Lord needs no natural causes in order to create. Our Lord needed no mud when making a bird out of mud. It is in this form solely because he said it should be a means. Our Lord had no need of a staff when turning the staff of the prophet Moses into a serpent. It would be highly misleading to think along the lines of, if there had been no staff, there would have been no serpent. These are merely natural causes, means whereby people can understand more easily and construct an appropriate logic. In the same way that God created the angels, jinn and Satan, he also created the first human being, the prophet Adam, out of nothing, in a single moment, by telling him to be. In Surat Al-Hijr, it is revealed that when your Lord said to the angels, I am creating a human being out of dried clay, formed from fetid black mud. When I have formed him and breathed my spirit into him, fall down in prostration in front of him. As had been made clear through various examples throughout this film, God is he who creates what he wishes, in the form he wishes, out of nothing. Certain Muslims must not close their eyes to these facts. God has revealed in the Quran that he made man out of nothing, but makes no mention of any process of evolution. God needs no process or evolutionary mechanism to create man. God is free from all such deficiencies.